I guess, Mr. Sini, why don't we just talk about, since the last time we've spoken, has there been any big things going on in the GAVC that we should know about?
We're
starting to plan for stuff in the spring. So we're planning a college and career fair for March. February is CTE month. So that's a really busy month for us and just to promote our programs and what we do. We're looking at our senior signing day and what that looks like. Plan on doing that at the end of April or beginning of May, just as an opportunity to shout out our seniors who are going to continue in a CTE field. So we're very excited about that. And then we're going to kick off Skills USA after the first of the year. So we've been fortunate enough to receive grant money from the city of Galesburg and from the Community Foundation. So very thankful for that. And it's an opportunity. It's a collaborative that serves teachers, CTE teachers and students and industry professionals, and just make sure that does their part to make sure that we have a skilled workforce coming up. So they do team competitions and they serve kids in about 107 different career areas. So kind of what that looks like for us, we always look high skill, high demand, high wage. And it gives our kids a chance to compete in local, regional, state, and then if they get that far, national competitions through Skills USA. So definitely be on the lookout for it. Anybody that's in a Galesburg CTE class or a GAVC class is eligible to participate in that and is encouraged to participate in that. Last year we had, I think we had 30 kids compete at the local level, 15 of those went to state, and then we sent 3 of them to Atlanta for the national competition last year. So really exciting things on the horizon for our students and our staff.
Yeah, and speaking of students, you brought in a couple of the shining stars at GAVC today. So could you introduce them to us and tell us what they do in the program?
Absolutely. So I brought in the 3 students we've had for Students of the Month so far. I figured you guys get tired of hearing me talk, so I wanted to let them talk a little bit. Our September Student of the Month was Isabel Nelson from Williams Field High School. She's a junior who's enrolled in our health occupations class. Our October Student of the Month is Colton Way. He's a senior at Knoxville High School. He's enrolled in 2 of our programs. He's enrolled in Automotive 1 and Building Trades. And then our November Student of the Month is Angie Swan, who's a junior at GHS and is enrolled in law enforcement. So just wanted to give them the opportunity to come on and just talk about their programs and why they're at GAVC and what they like.
Well, first I wanted to ask you guys why you chose the program you did. Anybody want to step in and go first?
Yeah. The reasons I chose the programs that I did was because I wanted to be able to learn more about cars, and I just always grew up around, you know, grandpa fixing up his car in the garage and trying mm-hmm. to get everything running and working fine, and I just wanted to learn about that. And the building trades one, I wanted to one day build my own house and become a carpenter in the future and everything like that. So it would be a good segue into that.
Are these things, had you worked on cars much or done much in building before other than just kind of seeing family members do it, or is it something that you had kind of
over the summer last year I did concrete, so that was an interesting experience, and I met a lot of awesome people doing that, and I learned a lot. And and the auto tech part of it, I only just helped family members work on their cars and everything. Like, I'd help dad in the garage when he was working on his car.
Mm-hmm. Either of you guys?
I did mine because I want to work in the medical field, and then I can get a job after I'm done with this program, and then I can meet new people.
Yeah. How much of that this is kind of going off track, but you guys, we talked so much about GAVC with Mr. Sini about how these are classes that can get you ready for jobs right after you're done with school. How much of that did go into your thinking when you picked your program for any of you?
It went a lot into mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to be a job site manager, like ever since I got into high school, and I figured building trades would be a good way to learn more about it before I went to college for it and just have a little bit of work experience or building experience on my hands before I got into college.
Sure. How about you? Why did you pick the program that you did?
Okay. I've always been interested in law enforcement, but I wasn't entirely sure where I wanted to go, so I wanted to learn the basics. And with the law enforcement program, you don't just learn about policing or, like, one side of law enforcement, but we have a lot of guest speakers, a lot of people from different opportunities where we can go after high school. So there's a lot of military that we see. There's people from Carl Sandburg College, things like that. So it really just sets the groundwork for whatever you want to do in law enforcement.
And any of you can answer this, but can you talk about maybe a favorite part of the program that you're in? Anything come to mind?
For me, I really like the hands-on fingerprinting, and this week we're doing blood spatter, so I might have a new favorite. But
yeah, that does sound cool.
I really enjoy like the way he like explains it, and we like learn a lot of stuff, but it's also really fun, so I really like that part of it.
Yeah. For all of you, I was kind of thinking, I mean, some of these classes sound really fun. They also sound kind of hard, and especially if it's a whole new thing, do you is it more fun, is it more challenging, or is it a combination of both? How would you feel about that?
It's probably a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought building trades, I grew up around it, so I thought it was pretty easy at first, but once we got into the more technical stuff, it got a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. It was still fun to learn about it.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on that?
I think it's a combination. I think mine's mostly stepping outside the comfort zone.
Yeah.
And going up to like people in the nursing facility and telling them like what I need done. Basically just working, also learning too.
Does it ever get intimidating when you have to kind of like go out in the public a little bit and you guys are high school students and you're dealing with, you know, adult situations, really? Is that ever intimidating?
Yes. So we do traffic stops a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be a cop like, on a traffic stop. And that was, like, really scary at first, even though it was our own peers. Because it's like you're asking for their personal identification. You have to check them. It's like, oh, they have a warrant for their arrest. Not arrest this guy. I don't know who he is. It's, like, up in the personal space.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult at first.
Yeah. What would you tell students about your specific program and why they should maybe look into GAVC in general, whether it's your program or other programs?
I think it gets you like almost a taste of what you want to do. And even if it's not what you want to do, it's what you don't want to do. So you can figure out what you like and what you don't like. I think that was a big part of it for me.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I think the GAVC is really great for building life skills because all these like classes that they have there are things that kids will actually use. Kids are always asking, what am I going to use this for? Like when we're in regular school, but there's kids who don't like school and they really end up enjoying the GAVC building because they're going to use it in the future and because it's something they actually enjoy doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we just go down the line and talk about if you guys would be comfortable or if you have a plan, talk about what your plans are after high school. Why don't we start down here? Cool. Yeah.
So my plan is to go into college for a job site management degree, and it's just being a foreman for a construction company, but I'd have to work my way up to the corporate ladder
sure.
to get there.
You got a goal, though.
But yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think mine will be to go to a college to get my nursing degree and then start working and then move to pediatrics nursing.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm going to go to college for criminal justice, but I'm also going to the military.
Excellent. Very good. Anything else that you guys would like to add? Anything you can think of about GAVC that maybe people don't know about or don't think about much that maybe they should? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, some schools, like my school, we have a industrial arts program, but it's not at the huge scale that they have at the GAVC building. Like, when I first walked into the shop, I was like, wow, this is huge. This
yeah.
is awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really cool to get to experience all the different little things that they have there. Yeah.
Excellent.
I agree with that. Even if you don't want to do something, like related to any of the classes in the GAVC, I think it's really helpful to just, you know, take a class and like learn a little bit about it, you know, be a jack of all trades in that sense.
Yeah. Well said. Anything else that we should add, Mr. Sini, that we should know, or anything else we should grill the kids with here?
No, I think you guys were rock stars. You guys
yeah.
were awesome. Thank
I
you.
I agree.
We've said before, hearing it from Donna or me or any of our instructors is one thing, but just hearing their experience and what they're able to do. Izzy, for instance, is going to test in a couple weeks for her state CNA license.
Mm.
And once she gets done with that, she's employable as a CNA. So yeah, same thing. Colton will test for OSHA certification. Angie and the law enforcement test, they'll learn criminal law and case law, and as she said, these traffic stops and just the life skills, how to handle things. So, you know, if people are listening to this, these are pretty cool experiences for your high school students. So, you know, we do have some openings in some of our classes for second semester. Health Oc is still open, and then we've got some of our intro to teaching. We've got a drones class that we're kicking off next semester that's got some openings also. So, again, I hope you found this interesting. I am so appreciative of these three taking their time to come in, and of their homeschools allowing us to bring them in today and just talk about, like I said, I say all the time, we have great things going on at GAVC, but it's pretty cool to hear it from the boots on the ground and from these three who are in the classroom. So
yeah,
thank you three for coming in. And Cameron, I always appreciate the time to come in and talk about what we have going on.
Yeah, glad to do it. Thanks so much.